Ryan, that was another superb performance. I can imagine you must be a bit disappointed not to win after that, but how did the team feel?
Yeah, definitely disappointed. You know, last week obviously at Tottenham was obviously a very different sort of disappointment. But today we bounced back. You know, it was a good performance. So we had chances to win the games, and you know, you need to take them really. To come at the Emirates and get a point is not an easy feat anyway. But the overriding feeling is obviously we should have took three, and that would have been massive for us.
That game just didn't conform to the script of the average newly promoted team coming to play against a club of this sort of stature. Even when they've taken the lead, it didn't seem as entirely backs against the wall as it often would be in that situation.
No, I mean, especially in the first half. I mean, maybe the second half was obviously a little bit different. The change of shape for them made a bit of a difference for the way we played. But I think the first half, we went out there to attack them, you know. We went out there, we was aggressive, fullback versus fullback. The way we was pressing, and I think you could see it, do you know what I mean? I mean, the amount of work we put in the first half to sort of get the lead was good. And, you know, we dug deep in the second half, you know. You can see the goal from an overhit cross, really. As you said, you know, we've had sort of chances, and they hit the post as well. But as I said, feeling of disappointment, you know, but that's a good thing really when you come out the Emirates and you're walking away disappointed that you've only took 1 point. So hopefully that can stand us in good stead for the upcoming games that are going to be very important.
Well, absolutely. Does it not take some bottle, quite frankly, as well as ability to come and play in that manner, especially when, you know, you've had a couple in two or three results that haven't been so good, to come here and play with that air of confidence all round the pitch? That's quite a statement.
Yeah, I mean, I think everyone sort of said it before, you know. That's the way we're going to be. We're going to go out there and try and attack teams. We're not going to go out there just to survive and sort of.
Definitely.
I mean, you think you can see that. I mean, it's not sort of, you're sort of 12 games in now and in the league, and we haven't changed. You know, it's the same last year, it's the same this year, and there's certain things that change within the way we do it. But you know, that's from game to game and what we need to do for the objective to win the game. But as I said, you know, we're going to keep doing what we're doing, and as I said, it's disappointing today, but we've got two massive games coming up, and we need to put our stamp on that game like we have done in these games, and go and get the points.
Is the break good for you? I mean, sort of you personally, as much as, you know, I know it's not a break for a lot of the players necessarily, I'm sure it's not for you, but you know what I mean?
To be honest, I hate it personally. We've got a lot of internationals, you know, so we come in, obviously no one's there, but there's a lot of players who are missing. It's hard to work on anything, you know, without sort of the numbers that we normally have and the shape, and they go away and work on their own things within the national teams, and it is difficult, you know, and like when you come in and you've got no game, you're working hard with nothing really at the end of it, you know. And I think when the boys come back sort of next Thursday, whenever they get back, it's nice, you know, when they all come back, you get that little bit of buzz back and you're working towards something at the end of the week. And it's, you know, sometimes maybe it's nice to have the weekend, but as I said, it's tough work for nothing at the end of it.